I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a Monday. Glad to have you with us here on Unrivaled 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. In a little bit, we're going to be discussing more of this BYU-Tennessee game that's just been bagged. Reportedly, BYU netting $2 million out of the deal. $2 million out of that deal, Scott, after winning down there in one of the more thrilling games I've seen in my time covering BYU. That was a cool trip. You go to Rocky Top. You see BYU send the thing into overtime in unlikely fashion. And then they win that thing in overtime. It was one of Zach Wilson's signature moments. It was a Tyson Williams signature moment, although he got hurt the next week against Washington, or 2 weeks later against Washington. So, man, they get $2 million out of that deal. We'll talk about that in the next hour. In the meantime, Scott, Deshaun Watson is meeting with the NFL this week. How does this thing end for him? They're paying him $1 million. The Browns are. They're paying him $1 million this year. Low salary out of his $250 million guaranteed because they know that the likelihood of him missing a bunch of games is going to be significant. So does
well,
he?
I doubt that's why he's just getting paid $1 million is because he maybe.
I think they worked it out to where they were like, if there's going to be a time he's going to
miss. It's just a math equation. That's all.
Yeah, you get more money if you're going to get suspended this year.
No, you get it's all a bonus, right? So
right.
So they just prorate the bonus.
So it helps them out on their rosters and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the end, how many games does Deshaun Watson end up missing? And in your eyes, is this something where you feel like the league needs to say, hey, man, we've got 21 civil cases against you. We can't walk away and pretend like this thing didn't happen. We've got to sit you out for some games. And how many should that be?
Well, you get into like criminal and civil, and it's different, right? Because the burden of proof is different. You have to wonder, you know, with so many people, right? It's not just a couple or one or two. It's a lot of people. And maybe the NFL, you know, and there were two different, what I guess, grand juries or you know, legal departments in the government that just said there's not enough evidence here. There's nothing to prove that anything happened. So the NFL is kind of stuck in a tough place. I guess if you get a civil judgment against you, is that conduct detrimental? I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it certainly doesn't look great for him. Probably one of those things where what the NFL will probably do is they'll say, you know what, we're going to have to do something. So they're probably negotiating some kind of compromise, and or maybe they're just trying to find out, hey, what's really going on here? Because probably to this point, the NFL probably thought, well, Deshaun Watson's in serious trouble. And Deshaun Watson's the kind of guy, he's a great player. You know, it really needs a lot to rehab his image for sure. But if he could make the Cleveland Browns into something, that would certainly benefit the NFL, and that's really what they're going to look at. The league is built on stars, and he's the potential of a really star player. I mean, of the young quarterbacks, we don't even talk about him, and should be, you know, but he just hasn't been playing, and he may be in a really, really good situation. So I'm sure this whole conversation is going to be about, you know, figuring some kind of compromise where the NFL can still look good and save face, and Deshaun Watson can play.
Speaking of Deshaun Watson, apparently he is taking a handful of his teammates to the Bahamas with him for offseason workouts.
Well, when you are guaranteed $230 million.
Scott, I think you mean 115 million.
Well, yes. I mean, that's
in his pocket. You've taught me very well.
And we did some down and dirty math before the show.
What did you come up with? What did you end up with?
It's right around two, very conservative investment, you know, and something, get a 4.5% return on your money.
Okay.
He makes about $2.2 million in interest off of that $50 million.
Oh.
Not the whole. So you're looking at probably $5 million if you invest it all, but he doesn't have all the money right now.
We worked it out that it was probably going to be about a $500,000 trip for him. Chartering flights, paying for hotels.
That's assuming they're going to be there 4 days. And
right. It's a weekend deal, so
yeah.
Between $300,000
and $500,000. Can't go to the Bahamas for a weekend.
This is worth it, though. You pay for your teammates to go to this kind of stuff?
Do you think you would endear your teammates if you did stuff like that?
Here's the question. Where does Baker Mayfield sit on the plane? He said he's going to be taking a handful of offensive weapons with him. First of all, you can't joke like that and say you're going to bring weapons on a plane. So that's
right.
That's a first rookie mistake.
Yeah.
But really,
don't say bomb.
Baker Mayfield needs to be on this trip. Please.
He does.
Please.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
You have to make it happen. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. More to go on the program when we return. We'll talk about that BYU-Tennessee game and what that means for the scheduling going forward with BYU. Stay right here with us. 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.